It's the 23rd day of January. On the phone line now is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises. They're based in Mandeville, Louisiana, but he's flying out of the airport in Nashville. Good afternoon to you, Dan. How are you?
Good, fine, Todd.
How was Nashville and all the meetings you've been taking in down there?
Well, I was in southern Indiana for some farmer meetings, so I'm flying out of Nashville. But it's just as cold down here as I think it is up there.
Do you need a moment, Dan, to find a place to sit down and take it easy?
Yeah, I'm fine right now.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you sit down and find a place. I'll give you a call back, and we'll go on. Well, is that okay with you?
And no, I'm ready now.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
I know trying to walk and talk and carry luggage can be difficult, so I appreciate you taking the time with us. You've been following the marketplace. There are all kinds of things that seem to be happening in Washington, D.C. The Senate, some of the senators are upset with US EPA and putting pressure on them not to change the RFS, and then you have rainfall in Argentina. And that seems to be in large part responsible for the break in the soybeans earlier in the week and maybe for ideas that the corn crop could get better. What's your view of the marketplace?
Well, I think we're, for the most part, sideways in corn. I think the crop report put a bottom end on it, and now we're probably searching for the upper end of the range. I want to rule out a March corn futures move back to 440, might even punch a little higher than that. But I think we're probably stuck in that, you know, 410 to 440, range for a while in here. Soybeans, are just kind of hanging on by their thread. I think, waiting to see how big a crop we do have out of South America. Now, I do understand some of the early yields that's coming in may be a shade disappointing, but we haven't even really begun to get into the larger area, and, you know, the exportable supplies that will really hit the market. That really doesn't come into play until you get into April, May. But I think for the most part, we're kind of settling down after the report and just kind of waiting around for something to happen.
Is there any indication for the soybeans that the export market from the United States will slow down more quickly than it has in past years?
Well, it almost is going to have to because we're so front-loaded. I mean, we know more, USDA know more than raised their export estimate after the January crop report, and we've exceeded it. Now, we didn't get any sales numbers here today because of the shortened week, and we'll see what kind of sales we get tomorrow. But my guess is that we're still going to see strong export sales, soybeans. Now, maybe those will be canceled at some point in time, but I don't think they'll be canceled until China has a little better idea of what size the crop South America has and how the logistics is going to work, because they got caught last year buying some South American beans and they could never get them to China quick enough. So that's one thing that we're good at. You know, if you buy them from us, we can get them there. South America still has a lot of infrastructure problems to get those soybeans where they want to be at a particular time.
Well, you know, if China were to cancel or have some cancellations of some cargoes, it has an immediate impact on the marketplace. But do you suppose it would have an overall impact on the marketplace over the long term? And I'm thinking USDA generally has a pretty good idea of what exports might be, and even if they were to cancel, would it simply come out in the wash and not make much of a difference?
Well, it's the psychological part of cancellation and losing demand. That'll be the negative part of it. But it may not happen. It's, you know, the trade's been looking for it, any time. I think way too early. I'm more in the opinion that once the beans start flowing out of South America and China can become comfortable that the ships are going to start coming, then they may start canceling or postponing some of our sales for later delivery. It'll just be interesting to see how it works. And, of course, you know, everything looks good for now, but we still have a ways to go yet before that South American crop can be signed, sealed, and delivered. It's only January 20th, and I've seen a lot of South American crops get beat up during the month of February. So I think, you know, the cancellations could come later, but China has a big appetite for soybeans and a protein source, and especially if they really start rejecting some of our DDGs with that strain in them, then they're going to need all the more soybeans.
Dan, you have a safe flight this afternoon. Which direction are you headed?
I'm going to Dallas.
All right. Well, have fun in Texas. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Bye.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana.